Today is May 23rd, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we have been reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're the answer to our prayers, the beautiful one, the creator and the director of our paths. You are equal to none other, and you are our future and our hope. You are the gracious and glorious, holy, holy, holy God. You're incredible, Lord, and you are the just judge, the kaleidoscope through which we want to look. You are lovely and merciful and new with us right now. You are omnipotent and powerful, and yet you quiet us with your love. Lord, you are the resurrection and the life. You are the very soul of our beings. You are the testimony across the sky and unmatched in your beauty, the voice we long to hear each day, and you are the Word. You're the extreme, glorious God, and you are Yahshua. You are the God who has zero tolerance for sin, and yet you welcome us back in each day, Lord. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much for your kindness and your mercy, your tenderness, and your love. Help us to display those to those that we touch today. Lord, this is a busy time of the year, and there's much to be done and much to be thankful for, Lord. Help us to have an outrageous sense of thankfulness today, of gratitude, that it is contagious. And help those who need help, whether they're the students or our coworkers or our administration. Help us to just be helpful today. And so, Lord, we lift this day up to you because you're the only one who can direct our paths the way that they should go. And we give them to you with open arms and an open heart. And we thank you for it all. In the beautiful name of Jesus, amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Jesus was arrested and the disciples fled. The chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus, that they may put him to death. After false witnesses and silence from Jesus, the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to them, Matthew 26, verse 64, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." The Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 64. Praise God for his amazing words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Stronger by Hillsong. There is love that came for us, humbled to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness. you rose again victorious. Faithfulness none can deny. Through the storm and through the fire, there is truth that sets me free. Jesus Christ, who lives in me. You are stronger. You are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. No beginning and no end. You're my hope and my defense. You came to seek and save the lost. You paid it all upon the cross. So let your name be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. Thank you, my friends, for joining your brothers and sisters in the reading of the Word of God and this beautiful song about Jesus. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. I just love when that alarm goes off. And I just smile because I know there are hundreds of you praying. And I pray that someday there will be thousands of us, because there are thousands of us peppered throughout the public schools, my friends. And so let us encourage our colleagues next school year, if they haven't already started this year, to join us at 1:16 p.m. Yes, it is an inconvenient time, and yes, it is a momentary prayer, but yes, it is a prayer of unity. And so let us pray today for those who have interviews for new positions for the next school year. This is a great time of jockeying for position, too, so it's really hard on families who don't really know what their next job is and where they're going to be. And so let us pray for success for them and for peace. And so, my friends, we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each day, because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth and final series for this school year, called The Carpenter's Classroom. This one is entitled, Frustrated. The scripture that he chose is Ezra 4, verses 4 to 5. Then the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They hired counselors to work against them and frustrate their plans. Fear not, frustrate not. The Lord is rebuilding us and our professional lives according to His plans and His timetable, not ours. He is the architect and contractor. We are the laborers. He may suspend building for a time and give us a season of rest, but He will not abandon us or what we are doing for Him in education. He is with us always, not only until retirement, but to the very end of the age. As God called His people from captivity to rebuild His temple in Jerusalem during the days of Ezra, so is He calling Christian educators to rebuild their professional lives upon Christ, the sure foundation. As He called His people together to rebuild His physical temple, likewise, He is calling educators to labor together in prayer to rebuild themselves, their co-workers, and students spiritually upon sure foundations. At times, as in Ezra's day, the enemy will come to try and frustrate us, to test us, but this can strengthen us in our resolve and reliance on Christ in our profession. The enemy will attempt to overwhelm us with the amount of physical work and the number of students that we serve, so that we will abandon our quiet time with the Lord and our times in prayer with other Christian teachers. The enemy will attempt to frustrate us by moving Christian educators from campuses where we work so that it seems as though we have no Christian support. Like David, we may have to stand alone against the enemy with Christ at our sides, but He is more than enough support. Like He did with Gideon, God may have us war in spirit, where there are a few persons, when once there were many. The enemy will attempt to frustrate us through denominationalism or through the apathy among co-workers. Although claiming Christ as Lord, co-workers will believe it is not right to gather with other Christians who have different denominational walks in the same faith. Some co-workers will simply prefer trusting in themselves and their own knowledge and works rather than in Christ. Many believe that Christ belongs in the church but not on the job. Like Martha, most of us will be too busy to stop, listen, and pray at the feet of Jesus. The enemy will try to frustrate us by administrative mandates or decisions or new interpretations of the law. God is bigger than any act or decision of sinful men. What we do and build in the classroom for Christ shall stand forever, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The prayers offered and the acts of kindness, goodness, and mercy will affect children's, co-workers, and administrators' lives in an eternal way. Unlike the physical temple that was built in Jerusalem and later torn down once again, what we build for Christ shall stand onto eternity. For a time, an administrative decision delayed the building of the temple in Jerusalem, but the men and women of Judah persevered and ultimately finished the work they had begun. Those of us rebuilding for Christ in education must not be frustrated by the enemy, but must use the trials and temptations to draw closer to and become more dependent on God and His Word. And that, my friends, was our devotional for today, Frustrated, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Our quote for today comes from Aesop. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the unbelievable words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 26, verse 65. You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Gracious God, our King and Savior, thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for Jesus. And Lord, we long for that day when we see him coming in the clouds and that we will reign with him forever. Lord, help us to keep that in our minds always when we have earthly frustrations. Help us to think heavenly and then love earthly. Let us touch the lives of those that we see today with his rich kindness and tenderness and mercy. Oh Lord, let us represent you well. We love you, adore you, and thank you for all of this. In the awesome name of Jesus the Christ, we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.